Hey, is this Mitch?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Mitch, this is Gunner from Pirate 95.3.
Hey, I'm really good, man. Sorry we missed each other yesterday. I had the incorrect time given to me, so I appreciate you calling me back.
Oh, man, it's no problem. You know, it wouldn't be a good interview if we didn't play a little game of phone tag to just start.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
I just real quick, I'm gonna open it up, and then I've got a couple questions for you.
Well, I've got all the answers, my friend.
Oh, have you worked at Radio Shack? Because that was my tagline when I worked at Radio Shack.
No, I haven't. I've never worked at Radio Shack.
So let's start off there. What's the worst job you've ever worked?
Oh man, I don't know if I can say that. I feel like people would be mad at me. Well, hold on 2 seconds.
Okay,
I'm gonna ask my partner about this.
Okay,
Phil. I'm in an interview right now, and they're asking me, what's the worst job I've ever had? Okay. We'll go broad with this. We were telemarketers at one point, and
okay,
that was the worst job I've ever had.
You know, that's got to be a hard job. Now you've got it pretty cake. I mean, you guys are touring. You're doing, 250 shows a year?
Yep. We've been on the road for about 300 days out of the year for the last 4 or 5 years. That's true.
I mean, it's got to be okay. What gets you moving in the morning to do the stuff that you're doing now?
What's that?
What gets you up and motivated for the day? So so you can go out and play the show that night. What gets you going?
I would say the excitement of just being able to do it. I mean, initially, it was a lot harder. You know, we were touring out of a van, and, I can't say it was a quote-unquote glamorous lifestyle at all. You know, I mean, like, it's a rough existence. But how it gets you up out of the bed in the morning is just, this is what you love to do. And that's how it's always been. Like, we've always had a really strong desire to write good music and share it with the world. And that was the goal from the very start. When Phil and I got together, whenever we met each other, that was the common goal from the start. You know, like, we started writing songs and we got so excited when we were kids, and we would be like, we want this music everywhere all over the world. We want every single person on the earth to know who we are so they can hear this music. And that was the excitement from the beginning. Now it's just more exciting because we are really doing exactly what we want to do, and manifesting things every single day of our lives, getting what we want. So, it's still a process. Are we exactly where we want to be? We're positioning ourselves to be exactly where we want to be. But I gotta say, we live a really happy life touring in this bus, and we're writing new music right now, and that's what's pulling us out of bed, man. That excitement to share that music.
That's awesome. I mean, I think you got to be excited about everything, every little thing that you do to just kind of get you going. Now you're writing new music right now. I want to know what's the thought process. How do you go about writing a new song? What's the first thing that you do?
I think there's a lot of different ways that we go about it. Sometimes it just stems from, like, you have a feeling and you pick up a guitar, something that you want to get out. Or one of us will come up with a concept and we'll have to follow that concept to the end of it. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different ways that we go about it.
What about Ghost? That the latest single that you've got out there on the airwaves, what's the thought process behind that?
That's actually really interesting because I'm going to be really honest and just say there wasn't a whole lot of thought process in the start of it. What happened was we were making a record in Memphis, and our good friend Zach Myers, who's the guitar player for Shinedown, lived really close by. And when we would go and write with Justin Reimer, who recorded and produced the record, we would stay at Zach's house. Even when he wasn't there, we'd take care of his dog and all that kind of stuff. So we, like, became really good friends with his family and good friends with him. And as the record started to finish up, He started to hear what we were doing, and he kind of got this idea. He said, "You know what? We've got these songs through the years that we've never used on records before, and you know, I'll ask the guys if there's any tracks laying around that we could maybe collaborate on." So he talked to Brent. Brent sent us over a few ideas, and Ghost was one of them. So we said, we kind of gravitated towards Ghost and the concept of you know, fighting off the negative side of things inside of yourself and that kind of stuff. And so we took the idea, rewrote the lyrics, and took some liberties on some of the melody, and then Ghost just kind of popped out. So it was kind of one of those Frankenstein songs that kind of came out of nowhere, believe it or not. It wasn't like I woke up and smoked some pot and was like, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna write something really cool about the inner workings of being a human being." And you know, it was just like it just kind of came to us.
That, man, that's amazing. Okay, give me an artist or a band that you would love to collaborate with in the future.
Oh man,
it's wide open.
I've got a few.
Okay, give me your top three.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's going to be pretty easy. Butch Walker, Chris Stapleton. Me personally, I would love to work with Sturgill Simpson. But I know that Phil and I, we would really like to work with Rick Rubin as well.
Oh wow.
I know that he's not necessarily a what you would call a you know, like a rock star, but he is a songwriter and an artist that we really want to work with.
I think music breaks bounds, and it's a good thing. You got to reach out. You got to be uncomfortable when creating good music, because it forces you to evolve and to change your sound and to come up with something completely new and just amazing.
You know, I'm going to agree with that. And then I got to say, it can go the other way too.
Yeah.
Because you can feel really good and pick up a guitar and something just falls out of you. There's a track on our record. It's called Follow. And, that kind of happened with that. You know, I wrote it in an afternoon just sitting around the house, and I was inspired, you know, to write the song, and it just kind of fell out of me, and I can't say I was uncomfortable at all. I actually was quite comfortable. So, but I do agree. You know, we're going through a lot of transitions right now in the band and within ourselves, and that's not comfortable.
No,
there's a lot of beauty in it, and there's a lot of cool stuff that is happening. So last night, you know, we're writing some songs with the guys in Hinder right now. We're staying at Cody's house. He's a drummer, and him and Marshall, they write songs, and they've just been amazing to work with. So I'm staying in Cody's basement, and we worked yesterday from 11 in the morning until 11 at night. We had dinner around 11:15, and it took me a while to settle down. And after everything's done and the adrenaline's gone from writing and you stop laughing with your friend, you know, you're sitting alone in your room and you can't help but reflect who you are, where you're going, what you want, what's not there, what is there, all that kind of stuff. And there came some uncomfortable things that came up with inside of me. Mm-hmm. Right across the hall is the studio. So I just walked over there, picked up a guitar, and started playing. And that uncomfortable feeling became this beauty in the chords and the lyrics that I came up with. So, I mean, I got to admit, Gunnar, you're absolutely right. There, you know, you can transform that uncomfortable feeling within yourself into something really beautiful in a song.
Definitely, definitely. Mitch, man, I really appreciate you you calling in or me, you know, having this little interview with us on the phone. If I could get you to do just a couple things for me before I let you go.
Yeah.
One, what's give us a little preview of what to expect. You're going to be here April 28th. You're opening for Jackal at the Outer Banks Music Fest. You know, what can we expect?
A sweeping rock and roll show with a high vibration that's going to take you on a journey and remind you that your cares and your worries are out the door.
You are a poet and a wordsmith. I mean, that was beauty.
I've gotten myself in trouble with words before.
and